Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Have you read the news? The Sun, horror hate preacher, Islamic extremist who said gay men's heads should be chopped off. Sunday Express, Muslim preacher who calls for beheading and burning of homosexuals. Independent, US Muslim preacher who advocated beheading of gay men allowed to lecture in the UK. And Mirror, Islamic hate preacher who has called for gay men to be killed. Daily Mail, Islamic hate preacher who called for gay men to be beheaded. So they are talking about this video. It's a short excerpt of a full lecture. It's 1 minute excerpt and the full lecture is 40 minutes, and it's worth mentioning that this video is 6 years old. And now we have two questions. First, did Sheikh Hamza really call for beheading or killing homosexual men? And second, this video is 6 years old. Why do they come now with headlines like this? And we believe that they used the excerpt from this video as a pretext to carry out a campaign against Sheikh Hamza, a smear campaign, a slander campaign, with the goal to ban him from the country, or at least make sure that he does not deliver lectures in London these days. And this is not because of what he said 6 years ago, but for another reason, and we will get back to this point. Sheikh Hamza was invited by the Ahlul Bayt Islamic Mission, Islamic Group AIM, not for the first time, to speak every Muharram night during the 10 days of grief and mourning. But let's start with the first question. Did he really call for beheading homosexuals?
If there's homosexual men, the punishment is one of five things. One, the easiest one maybe, chop their head off.
Obviously, the video is only a very short excerpt of a 40-minute lecture. But if you watch the full lecture, it really sounds very different. Let's watch it from a few seconds earlier.
God forbid, that's a great sin. Now, the punishment, when I was reading this, one of the books that we do in fiqh is called Numa. In this fiqh book, towards the end, there's a section on the penal law of Islam. And when you read all the different punishments, the worst one is this one. You read it, you're just trying to think here. Is God all merciful? Now, I'm not saying this is all or everybody's view, but there is this view. Some of the scholars have understood this about the punishment of this great sin. If there's homosexual men, the punishment is one of five things.
So, he explains what punishment methods are mentioned in a particular book. What punishment methods are mentioned in the Islamic traditions according to the author of this book. He's not quoting the law of Islamic country of Iran or any other country, and he also says that there are different views on this issue. Now, you can't start an academic debate with Sheikh Hamza on the issue of death penalty of homosexual men in Islamic tradition if you want to, but claiming that he had called for gay men, homosexuals, to be beheaded is absolutely wrong and deceitful. It's totally absurd. Now, why did he even mention these punishment methods? And it becomes very clear from the full lecture. He mentioned the punishment methods in order to show that homosexuality is considered a severe sin in Islam. And that is an undeniable fact. One can like it or not, but it's fact that Islamic civilization does not accept homosexuality, just like Western civilization does not accept, for instance, incest. And yes, it is death for committing homosexual acts. One can like it or not, just take it as a human heritage or just accept it as a fact. And obviously, Islamic penal code cannot be administered outside the framework of law enforcement. So claiming that Sheikh Hamza had called for beheading homosexual men is laughable. So why was this false and malicious accusation made by the media? Apparently, Sheikh Hamza Sodagar is a thorn in someone's flesh. There are other scholars, there are other preachers who also say that Islam is against homosexuality and that it is considered a greater sin. Why does the media attack Sheikh Hamza Sodagar? It is because of his messages.
Not. Who's funding them?
Qatar, Turkey, Saudi Arabia. Last I know, these countries pretty much don't do anything unless the US gives them an okay. Qatar's government, that small island in the Gulf, doesn't really have any control over what it says. The Saudi government receives its money from the United States of America. These are facts. It has been under their control after the British created it.
Amir al-Mu'mineen has said, "Kun lil-zalimi khasman wa lil-mazlumi auna." You should be the enemy of anyone who oppresses, and you should side with whoever is oppressed.
Sheikh Hamza is known to be a follower of the Supreme Leader of Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khamenei, and he openly declares his support for Palestine. He openly condemns US and UK and Zionist crimes in the world. So to start a large campaign against him, they used this excerpt of a 6-year-old video as a pretext. And this only shows that Sheikh Hamza's words are effective, and we should take it as a sign to listen to his lectures even more attentively.